From when Lucy was a kitten that we didn't use all of it, and I was like, will you use it? And she goes, yeah. She's like, that shit's expensive. And I was like, well, I'll bring it to you. I dropped it off.
There you go.
And left it for him. Yeah.
Well, all this cat talk is very fitting for this episode. Woo. Because we got all the podcasts in the studio tonight. We got executive producer Salem sitting in my lap. head of security Lucy, and then audio engineer Ripley all on deck for tonight's episode, because we're covering Grilla and the Yule Cat. But before we get into that, I would like to introduce you to a new potential creep that will be joining us on this show.
Hello.
Megan, if you would like to introduce yourself to our loyal listeners.
Hi. So my name's Megan. I'm just resident crazy cat lady and trade embalmer. New to this, so
cool.
I'm a little awkward. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I kind of put you on the spot there, but you know, we're trying to figure out our fourth seat situation, and while Sam's having some car issues, we figured fuck it, now's the best time to do it. So we got some different avenues to go down, and anytime we have an embalming episode or anything like that, Megan will definitely be joining us no matter what.
I would love that.
But yeah, welcome everyone to Creeps in the Crypt. As always, I'm Eric, and I'm joined by
Christian.
And as you already met earlier, Megan. So, keeping with the theme of holiday urban legends,
I think these are my new favorite.
Yeah, they're really fun.
I'm a huge fan of cryptids. Yeah. All of them.
What's your favorite?
The Jersey Devil is my favorite.
That's a good one.
Oh, he's so good.
That's a good one.
Okay. If I had to go, and you know, I don't know. I categorize them, and Jersey Devil is always going to be the top for me. Mothman.
Oh, my God. Mothman's awesome.
Mothman's my homeboy.
Yes. The Rougarou.
I haven't heard of that one.
He is a
Swamp werewolf.
Yes.
Sounds like a Google later.
Yeah. Really cool. Do you have a favorite cryptid?
You guys covered Mothman. That's a pretty good one.
Yes.
That is a good one.
I don't know how to top that one.
The second runner-up is Flatwoods Monster, though.
Those are really cute.
Flatwoods Monster's great.
Yes.
We earlier this year, we tried this cryptid hard seltzer. It has two tricks and two trick flavors.
The little cans, I don't know if you can see them, but
they have cryptids on the cans.
They have the goat man.
I see a toad. I saw the toad earlier.
That's really cute.
Loveland Frogman.
Yep. The Jersey Devil is one of them as well. But we did that with Sam, and the listeners know, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, go listen to that episode. But yeah, Eric said there's two tricks, and then the rest of them are treats. And me.
They all suck.
They all suck. Aww. They're all tricks. I don't care what they say.
What do they taste like?
Well, the Loveland Frogman tasted like swamp water, and the Mothman tasted like Listerine.
Not what I expected.
The Jersey Devil tasted like...
it was just like a regular
beer.
Yeah, skunked beer.
It was really bad. Mm. And then the other ones were really terrible, but yeah, we did the taste test of them, and we're like, they're all awful. They're terrible.
That makes me think of the Harry Potter jelly beans.
It's Bean Boozled, but with alcohol.
Yeah.
Yep. I've done those before.
Really?
Yeah, the Bean Boozles. Yeah, my son, he talked me into buying them, and he was like, yeah, they're really cool. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to get any of these. I got cat food.
Oh, no.
Or no, dog food. Sorry, it was dog food and grass clippings. And I was like, this is terrible. I'm not a fan of this.
I don't want earwax. I know if I had it, I would get earwax.
Ugh.
Right?
Ugh.
That's my fear. I'm good.
Gross on that. But yeah, guys, so without further ado, let's get into this episode.
Okie dokie.
I am super hyped on this because we, you know, I love Krampus, everybody. And last week we covered Frau Perchta, which is a kind of a precursor to Krampus. And this week we're doing an Icelandic vibe. So actually it's kind of a double header. They're kind of intertwined though.
I know. I kind of felt like that these could be in the same like realm.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same realm. We're going to mention another, like a third party in this, but we're going to cover them in its own episode in another time.
Okay.
But take it away, Megan.
So do I just...
Yep, just
read?
Okay.
Go for it.
Associated with the winter holiday in Iceland is a lesser known and deeply unsettling giantess named Gryla. Oh, God, guys.
It's okay. I butcher everything, too.
I just feel so awkward. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Her origins are within Norse mythology, and the first written account of her was in the transcription of the previously oral traditions of Scandinavia, the Prose Edda. While she was mentioned in that work during the 13th century as ugly and evil like most other giants in Norse mythology, she wasn't associated with the winter holidays until the 1800s. The first mention of this association is found in the poem called Poem of Gryla, which describes her 13 horrible children known as the Yule Lads.
Mm.
Which is who we will be covering at a later date because there's a lot on them. We're going to touch on it her tonight.
13 horrible children. It's like the Duggars, but just worse.
Oh my God.
Who diddled them though?
She's the, oh my God. Really? You had to go there? Is
that... Maybe that's why they're so horrible. It's because they've been molested. Just a bunch of molested trolls running around town at Christmas time.
Oh, even worse, they're trolls?
Yeah, it's a family of trolls, dude. God.
Molested trolls. That just doesn't set well.
Who butt-fucked the trolls in Iceland?
Oh, my God. Netflix is going to steal that from you. They're going to trademark that, butt-fuck trolls.
Dude, if Shudder does a fucking movie about angry molested trolls that wreak havoc at Christmas, I'm suing. I'm fucking suing. It's my idea. It's my intellectual property.
Trademark. D.
You have this podcast to prove it. The Yule Lads are the children of the Gryla and her third husband, Lepaludi.
Something like that.
Blah, blah, blah. It's a mouthful.
Lepaludi?
I can't get that one. Lepaludi?
Okay. I'm going with that.
Please don't make me say that again. I have a feeling I will. These malicious children play pranks and harass people during the final 13 days leading up to Yule. Children leave their shoes in windowsills, and the Yule lads will leave gifts for them within these shoes. If they have been poorly behaved, however, they will find a potato in their shoe instead of a gift.
I like French fries, so I'd be all right with the potato.
Yeah, that beats
you can live off of potatoes, dude. You only need one potato to like feed yourself for a lifetime.
Seriously? See, I feel like that'd be a better gift.
Better than coal.
Yeah, it's way better than coal. It beats the shit out of coal.
Where the fuck did we get coal from if we got potatoes?
I mean, coal during the wintertime don't sound so bad, though.
No, it's very expensive. Really? So, yeah, coal, like charcoal and stuff, it's expensive.
Dude, a bag of charcoal for me to fire up the smoker is like $20. Yeah. I'm like...
That's it, Eric. That's what you're getting. I'm getting a stocking full of coal,
dude. Like, give me some hardwood lump charcoal, man.
I'm just going to put it in a bag next to your stocking. I'm just going to be an asshole
all year so Santa brings me lump charcoal.
With the light assist? The number of Yule lads and their mannerisms tend to vary within early depictions based on region and time. Some have described them as mere nuances, but others have claimed that they are vicious and will kill or devour disobedient children.
Mm. Well, that's not as cool as a potato, I guess.
Like many other figures associated with the winter holidays, they have served as an excuse to frighten children into good behavior. We need more of those.
Now all you have is, like, you can, like, find Santa's phone number or something like that and, like, have him talk to your children.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, dude. It's creepy as shit.
Who the fuck calls your kid?
No, you call them.
You can go through a prompt
if it's like naughty or nice, and if your child's been naughty, he'll like read this like scripted prompt. It's creepy
dude,
as shit.
Dude, can we gaslight our kid with
can
that?
Can I tell you something funny that'll make you laugh so
like
freaking
you only
hard?
Get one of the so gifts you wanted this year.
I have a younger kid sister who... My mom used to call one of her girlfriend's husbands to talk to her, and because he would pretend to be Santa, so that way whenever she was being bad, or she's like, "I'm gonna call Santa," and it was not Santa, it was Greg.
Awkward. Have some like deep seated resentment later in life towards
pretty
Greg.
Much. Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's gonna happen eventually.
Fucking hate Santa.
Yep. Fuck that Greg guy. I don't know. I'm not sure why. I just have some serious trauma from that.
She just gaslit the hell out of my sister at like 4 years old. God.
Today they are depicted as pleasant and jolly men, but earlier tales describe them as monsters. Much like my stepdad. Now mm-hmm. that you got me on that thought of Greg, I just like totally remember my like dad doing that stuff. Mm-hmm. So this totally fit. Okay.
Have you heard core memory unlocked?
Seriously,
for Megan here.
I just had like
I remember seeing like a post on Facebook. It said anytime your kids are acting bad, just wrap fake presents and throw them into the fire in front of them. And I was like, what Damn. The fuck?
I saw a guy's Damn. Response to that. He's like, okay, well, I'm all out of kids now.
My parents always just said, if you're not good, we're going to return this, like whatever your core present was for that year. Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but we always got that one mm-hmm. really cool thing that we asked for within reason, you know, like
yeah.
fuck you and your new iPhone every fucking year. But mm. you know, mm. what?
Mm. Oh, I'm
sore,
on that.
Sore right. subject.
I'm on that bullshit.
What happened? What'd I do?
Oh no, I'm that parent who buys the new thing for him.
Dude, well, I went bad. Like years without updating my iPhone, and the kid had like a newer iPhone. I mean, I was like,
the newer iPhone same. Than him.
I didn't have an iPhone until I was an adult. I grew up with poor family, but you know, it's like we got my best thing was oh, you guys are gonna laugh. So, iPod Mini, that was the big thing,
yes.
right? Remember those? Mm-hmm. I wanted the green one. And everybody else had iPhones, iPods, and I didn't have any of that. I had a Zune. Was it Zune?
Zune.
Yeah, Zune. Yeah.
Oh, you poor, unfortunate child.
I know.
Child.
But, God, this is going way back. But I asked for the iPod Mini, and my parents told me they got it. And I saw the box, and I thought, oh, that's really awesome. Like, great. That's, like, the one thing I ever really, really wanted. And on Christmas morning, we're going through our presents, and I don't know about you guys, but, you know, do, you know, one present, you know, turn yep. style, right?
Yeah, and kind of. Christmas morning would become into, like, a free fall. It would just, like, we would pile them. Yeah, dude, my parents would be like, just do it. Just get it over with. Oh, and they goodness. Would pile them in front of you and be like, here's your gifts.
Yeah, Christmas Eve was when the round robin would happen. And then, yes. like, it was no holds bar Christmas morning. It was just like...
Excuse you. You're not doing a great job of security right now, Lucy.
She's securing the tree.
Much. You're going to win. I want you to win.
I wish I had a sock.
So spray, I could just spray bottle.
Chuck it at her.
They don't give a shit about it. They tank it.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't give two shits about getting sprayed.
Like
they
that do picture not... of the cat getting sprayed in the chair. Mm-hmm. It's like...
Yeah, they think it's like they're misting. We're misting them. Yeah. You know, keeping them dewy.
I'll have to show you that picture later because you'll laugh. Yes. It's a cartoon of them getting sprayed and it's like, oh, like flash dancers.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah, no, they don't give two shits about getting sprayed. Oh. They do not care.
So yeah, Christmas morning, we would all go in a roundabout and each one would do a present. Eventually it would devolve into everybody doing the free-for-all, but the big presents would be separated so my mom could be there and watch you and you have this like special, you know, moment with your, you know, well, all good. And
the awkward photo, hold it up.
Yeah. Yeah. And oh, for you the to awkward. Never look at again.
I don't think my parents have ever looked at those photos.
No, I don't even know where they are. And I know that exactly what we had to do.
Yep.
Pose with it. And oh God, it was painful. So it was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon and you're just finishing your fucking presents. I'm like, I want breakfast. This is whatever. It made her happy, you know, whatever. So I'm sitting here watching my sisters get all the things they wanted. And I had socks and a couple of towels. But I'm thinking to myself, they bought me this iPod Mini. This is all really cool of them to do anything extra because I know I got that damn iPod. I mean, dude, I was like 15, 16. So what are you going to get somebody? That age, I shouldn't have.
I give him money.
Yeah, I mean, couldn't really. I didn't believe in Santa anymore, obviously. So, that was really clear. Mm-hmm. So we get to the end, and I'm just sitting there. I'm like, they. I didn't say anything because I didn't want them to know I knew because mm-hmm. it was supposed to be a big surprise, and I didn't open it, and I was out of presents, and I just sat there really quietly because I. was always that kid where I knew my parents were doing their best, and I never wanted to be greedy or, you know. And my mom's looking at me, and my dad gets a little shifty, and they're like, is she, I guess I got really quiet, and they're like, is she all right? I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, I'm just sitting here waiting, everything's fine. They're like, did you not open it? And it turned out that they forgot to wrap it and put it under the tree.
So they
were intentional. The plan was for it to be a little lower on the pile so that I would feel like I didn't get it. And here I was sitting there the whole morning thinking, I was like,
your parents ruined your Christmas, dude.
I was really happy when I did get it, and I cried happy tears. But I was sitting there going, well, I didn't need it, and I shouldn't have assumed it was for me, but I thought I was.
Just an empath.
Yeah. So,
I was like,
what did I do to have it returned? That's what I thought happened. I was like, oh, so what did I do for you? You really returned that shit. I screwed up, man. That's what I thought.
I had a wit like that. I probably was like 8 or something like that. It was when the Easy Bake Oven came out. I wanted one so bad. Same. Right? So that was like one of the gifts that I was like, I really want this. I was telling my mom about it. God. She was like, oh, Christian's like wanting to bake. That's really cute. You know, whatever. I had that present for one day. It took me shoving one of my Barbie dolls into the Easy Bake Oven to see what would happen.
So you should have got the present I got, which was like the Dr. So-and-so's creature creator thing.
Oh my God, was that the gummy thing?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I had that.
It was fucking awesome.
I wanted one of those. My parents would never. Well, it was after the fucking Easy Bake Oven situation. My mom was like, okay, that this present's awesome. Done now.
We fucked around and found out.
I did fuck around and find out that thing was done.
In the mold.
What did you?
And then bake it.
Oh, I shoved her in there. Whole Barbie, everything. Because the smoke detector started going off. And this is like when we lived in North Carolina. And my mom's like, what the fuck? She's like, it's Christmas Day. Why are the fire alarms going off? And I was
I ran out of cake batter.
I didn't even use any of the cake batter at all. That was like, I turned it on, and then I was like, my mom was like, be careful, you can burn yourself with this. And I was like, okay, you know, whatever. And I did like, I made my own crematory.
There you go. Put a
fucking Malibu Barbie in that bitch.
Barbie in the retort. Easy Bake retort.
Yeah, right. Oh my gosh.
So that was like, that was probably like one that I was like, oh, I really want this. And then I ruined it. And my mom was like, she was so pissed. The whole house smelled like burning plastic for like forever.
I'm shocked it got that hot. I always thought it was like safeguarded because, you know, you got kids like me that are stupid. And I will like
find a way to make it dangerous is what my mom said. She's like, you would find a way to make it dangerous. And I was like, all right, that's cool. All
right, let's move on. Yeah,
you're good. Much like their terrifying mother, they found joy in the suffering of children and hungered for their flesh.
Much like Christian with a Barbie in an Easy Bake
Oven. Yeah, there we go. That was fitting. Nice little, you know, lead back in. Earlier descriptions of Gryla paint her as an ugly, wretched giantess who would beg, trick, or try to trade parents for their children so that she could feed upon them.
I'm pretty sure my mom would trade me in.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. You're lucky Gryla didn't knock on your fucking mom's door.
As long as they didn't live in Iceland.
The more ill-tempered and disobedient the children were, the more she enjoyed their taste. She could be satiated with gifts of other food or would have to be chased away. According to the stories, she lived in a small hut near the edge of town. But when people grew tired of having to chase her away and keep their children safe from her, she was banished to a cave in the mountains or to the, ooh, that's another little word. Why'd you give me the Iceland notes to read?
Dude.
Dimmenbargar?
Glad you didn't get the dinosaur notes.
Dimmenbargar.
At least that you can sound out Icelandic. It's just a...
Dude, I fucked Sam up hard with the Partridge Tree Monster episode.
Oh boy, I'll have to listen to that later.
I won't do any more dinosaur episodes. I will quit the show.
Just tired, mentally drained after that.
There were so many vowels. Too many vowels.
A-E-I-O-U.
She was sounding it out, and she's like, I give up.
Tap out. How did you... Dimmenbargar. That. Lava fields in northern Iceland.
There's a band named that.
Dimmenbargar.
Metal as fuck.
Dimmenbargar?
Yeah, you know what? How did you say it?
Dimmenbargar?
That sounds right. Dimmenbargar.
Sounds authentic.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Yep.
better than mine.
They're badass. I'll show them to you after this.
Do they have a logo that you can't read?
They're black metal as fuck. Yes.
Because if they have a logo that you can't read,
you know how... they're super black metal. They yes. burn church like churches and shit. That's
I love awesome. It. I'm so sorry for anybody that is like Icelandic or I swear I love that.
Bjork's gonna come visit you for Christmas.
Yowling in the backyard at me. Oh my gosh. I love your country. It's beautiful. Your language is beautiful. I just can't speak it. I'm sorry. Similar to the tales surrounding St. Nicholas, Krampus, Perchta, and other entities associated with the winter holidays, it is said that she can tell whether or not children have misbehaved throughout the year. Her punishment upon bad or naughty children is to wander the small villages and cottages around her cave, collect the bad children from their homes by shoving them into her sack, and take them back to her home, where she will boil them into a stew in her cauldron.
That is so Krampus, though.
I was just thinking that.
Like, that's his whole shtick, is he puts them in a fucking burlap sack and beats them with perch sticks and eats them.
It's amazing how it all blends together.
It really does. Like, I feel like they all borrow from each other. Yeah, they do. And then St. Nicholas is like the evil capitalist version.
I like that. It's so accurate.
Tearing people's arms off for a Tickle Me Elmo.
Black Friday style. Yeah. One interesting difference between Grilla and other such boogeymen or judgmental Yuletide beings is that she does not punish children or reward them for the sake of keeping them in line. She just wants to eat them. And the bad children taste the best. She is said to snatch up any and all poorly behaved children that she can find and make a stew big enough for her to eat until the next year. It is difficult to locate the older poems and texts which talk of Grilla and her unorthodox family, but her tales and those of her companions have survived and remained part of Icelandic holiday tradition. Few giants from Old Norse tales have maintained their cultural relevance into modern times, which makes Grilla as special as she is terrifying.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I'm trying to think of that. What that made me think of? Brain fart. Sorry. Trying to think of something while good. I'm reading. Grilla is often said to be accompanied by the Yule Cat, who shares the same taste for the flesh of children.
He's a murder floof.
Oh my gosh. So when they say that your cat eats you after you die, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like what, 3 days after you die?
Not even that. 24 hours.
24 hours after you die, your cat will start eating you.
Think about it. They're nature's perfect little predator shoved into a body that is about 10 pounds and up.
Not if you're Salem.
Yeah, or any other cat.
Or you're Sammy.
Your cat.
My Russian Maine Coon. Yeah. Just picture him feasting upon my nose. They only eat the fatty tissue of your face. So like your eyelids, your nose, your lips.
You look like the villain from Red Dragon.
Yes. There you go. Yes.
Like the dude in the wheelchair, not the actual, like, do you see?
Oh, I knew exactly what you were talking about. We did have somebody, I went and did a removal, and the guy had a cat and a dog. And surprisingly, people don't think this. They think cats are going to eat you. They don't think dogs will. But I got to tell you, his dog did a number on that guy's toes. Like, he went to town on those toes.
It. Is dog part fucking ferret?
it's what he was a big, fat dog. Older.
Yeah.
And he was sitting in his recliner like that. And, you know, tips of his fingers were chewed off because I guess that, you know, you reach up and get it. And the cat went to town on his face and his ears. So it's what you can get.
Well, that's why they tell people that are diabetic, because you start to lose the feeling in your extremities.
Yeah, kills off the nerves.
Yeah. They tell him not to get ferrets because ferrets will, they will immediately start doing that.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ripley woke me up the other night by chewing on my toe and I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
It's unsettling.
She's just teething and it's
unsettling.
The funniest night was when Lucy decided to climb up on the backside, like where the footboard is, and attacked Eric's foot and got into the
she
webbing
got the
of his sweet toes.
Meat, dude.
What, he sat yeah, up out of hanging. Bed. He sat up out of bed, just like.
Oh, she learned how to fly that morning, huh?
Yeah.
Goodness.
Dude, I couldn't kick her because I was like, this cat's weighing my foot down.
He's like, get her, get her, get her.
I'm just like setting up and I was like, my fucking foot.
Whoosh.
Like just gushing blood. Oh, it was bad. Like right in the tender part between like the baby toe and.
Oh, that's wrong.
It was not a pleasant morning.
I don't want to think about that.
She's a Yule Cat for sure.
Yes, sounds like it.
She is the Yule Cat.
That gave me.
She's got a hunger only toes can suffice.
She is definitely. If we die, if we die, Lucy's gonna be the first one to eat our faces.
That'd be Salem.
Huh?
It'd be Salem.
No, he's a pussy. Sorry, he really is. He's the biggest baby ever.
Yeah, he's a hungry boy who'll eat anything.
Don't tempt the chonk. The chonk must.
Yeah.
The chonk must feed.
Yeah, like if I croak, just feed me to the cat.
There you go. I don't think that's about. You know what? You'll be useful.
Yeah.
I don't want my cat to starve.
I remember when we took him to the vet. They're like, "Oh, his fur is so soft and beautiful." I'm like, "Thanks. You just ate a pound of bacon grease about 2 days ago. That's probably why he feels
does
amazing
like bacon
right now."
Grease.
That cat's heart. God bless it.
Yeah. Seriously. God.
All right. Unlike Grilla, however, the Yule Cat is less picky concerning the behavior and temperament of the children that he will eat. The story of... Oh God, really? Really? Really?
You can just say the Yule Cat.
No. Is that what that is? Yola Kuturin?
Yep. Yeah.
It's literally Yule and Cat.
I see it now. Like, I guess sounding it out, it kind of rolled, yeah. But... You know, I grew up and I used to speak Finnish. And I kind of went into this thinking, oh, I got this. Like,
really?
I'm not overly familiar with this language, but it's the same area generally. I got this, and I'm doing it. No. The Yule Cat originated at some point during the Dark Ages, though the oldest written accounts are from the 19th century. And the story goes like this. I'm ready. In medieval Iceland, employers rewarded their employees and members of their households with new clothes and sheepskin shoes. The gifts were made as a reward for a year of hard work and as a motivator to finish the work before Christmas, particularly processing the autumn wool. Wow, that carries over to today. Here's the thing,
you want your Christmas bonus, bitch?
Yeah, damn.
Get the work done.
Wow, we've just been...
You don't want to disappoint your children with a bad Christmas, do you?
It's amazing how long this shit's like stood the test of time, man. We have
capitalism, dude. Capitalism is the all never ending monster.
I mean, we have like been brainwashed by, oh my God, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to spiral. Here's the thing though. If you didn't have new clothes for Christmas, the dreaded Yule Cat would come out and eat you. And this was no ordinary cat. I just keep picturing Sammy.
I mean, it does look identical to it.
Yeah.
Seriously, I just keep picturing Sammy like coming out. And...
Yeah, he looks identical to the Yule Cat. It's kind of freaky.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to look at that later. I'm telling you, he's like the mascot of this episode. Truly.
Really? Put a Christmas hat on him, please, and I'll post it on the Instagram page.
We are going to try and go see. Oh my God, he does look just like him.
I told you, dude.
The one with him sitting on the roof with the glowing eyes.
Yes.
And he does that. He'll like go and perch himself on the edge of something and just like sit there and stare at you menacingly.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've never been intimidated by a cat. Oh my God. But he intimidates the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
That thing is huge. And he's only 8 months and he's over 16 pounds. And I measured him.
He's going to be a big cat.
He's already 2 feet without his tail. And like that's from like the chest to his butt cheeks. I'm like, what the fuck? And Ollie is like, barely a foot.
Yeah.
It's just haunting. He's
so that's
awesome.
Like how our cats are. Salem's huge. Lucy, she's almost full grown. She's not going to get much bigger.
It's like a pygmy cat.
Yeah. She's little.
I love it.
Ripley's probably almost the same size as her and is probably going to outgrow her in the next like
She'll be closer to Salem size.
Yeah, she's going to be huge.
And see, like, Salem is the size of Ollie, you know? And Rory's a little bigger than Salem.
So are you telling me that all three of our cats are the same size as one of your cats? I feel like that's
Yes, pretty much. Sammy is bigger, like, as big as if I took all three of them and...
combined into the monstrous cat.
Like your gummy toy where you made the monsters. Mm-hmm. That style. Yeah. Melt them down.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
Don't melt down my kitties.
I totally lost my place. I'm sorry.
It happens. Okay. It happens, dude.
No, it's okay. We can edit it
That's what I'm like sitting here going, you're going to have to edit this. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's you're okay. good.
You know what happened is I tapped it and it went.
Oh, like you were going to edit something?
I didn't mean to.
It happens.
It's your note, so I didn't think it would. No ordinary cat.
I didn't lock them.
Ah. Okay, I see. All right. So, okay. And this was no ordinary cat. It towers above the tallest buildings, prancing around Iceland, looking for people with new clothes. It especially looks for children and inspects them to see if they have new garments. If they were too lazy to earn them, the unfortunate children might just end up on the menu of the Yule Cat. Mm. That wouldn't be so bad.
I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, I've seen our cat
to feed at this point.
I don't know. I've seen our cats, how they fuck up lizards and frogs and stuff when they get in the house.
At least they catch them.
Oh, they do.
They will.
Lucy is the best catcher at anything that's like flying. Salem, they have.
She's so small.
Yeah, they have mutilated things. Oh. Toads, lizards.
Tore the legs off of a toad one time and just left the body there while it was still alive.
Very metal.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Salem caught a lizard in the house and
ate it.
Yeah, ate it right in front of me and Eric.
Played with it, smacked the shit out of it for like 5 minutes, and then when it died, he just was like, okay, food time now.
Mine usually rip the tails off of those, but there was one time where, I'll have to send you the video to show her later, Rory was playing with one, and I'm like, you know what? I want him to learn from that, because he was scared of everything. It was like when he was brand new. And, you know, he's got like the little toe bean fluff. Mm-hmm. So he's playing with it, bapping it, and I'm like, dude, just... fuck around and find out. Something happened. It bit the toe bean fluff. And he tried to, like, oh, I'm not worried. I'm not upset. And, ooh, and he started flailing around. The thing just would not come off. And now he's like, I am good. But the other, like, Ollie will just pull the tail off. He knows not to go near the face, but they don't.
No, she don't give a fuck.
Well, Salem just chewed the fucking shit out of this thing.
And... wait, we heard its spine snap.
Metal.
Yeah.
It was like crunch.
Well,
crunch.
No, we have to preface it. We have to go back a little bit. We heard him like doing that like really high-pitched meow, and it was like, meow. And we were like, what are you doing,
what's dude? Wrong?
He brought it to us.
Yeah. He was like, look what I caught.
I got presents.
Look what I did. And he's like, and now I'm going to eat it. I'm
earning my keep.
And then Lucy was like staring at him like, are you going to share
trophy? He had his paw on it like, y'all want this? And I was like, oh, shit. He's like, oh, I guess y'all don't want it. And he just fucking ate it.
Damn. And, you know, I just want to say, like, I am really not a fan of cats going out and being menaces to nature. But, like, these things came into my home, and I'm sure your home. And it's, like, fair game, not... I don't want people thinking I'm like, let my cats go out and just fuck nature up.
It's literally like, indoor. Welcome to the fucking Thunderdome,
lizard. Oh, welcome to the Thunderdome, bitches.
Yeah, you literally picked the worst house to, like, come into.
Oh, no.
We had a dragonfly get in the house, and I just literally picked Lucy up, and she swiped it out of the air and just, like, punted it to the ground. It was dead. And I was like, oh, no. She's great at catching bugs.
I want to see that.
It's great.
She's so small.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah. If you hold her up, she understands the assignment. She's like, oh, okay, I'm supposed to kill this. I got it. Just hold me still, and I got this.
So, like, we have one lizard, now that I think about it, one lizard that it just keeps coming back for more. Like, I don't know if it's just into self-mutilation. I don't know. But it's got, like, blue markings, like scars from where he's been bit by my cat.
What?
And he just keeps coming back. And I'm like, the only reason I know it's the same one is because half of it is, like, tail's kind of torn off sometimes, and it's got teeth marks, and it just keeps coming back.
No, I came home, and they had mutilated that toad. I called Eric, and I was like, I was like, so I walked in the front door and I was like, oh, that's the thing. And I was like, well, maybe it's dead. No, I'm still alive. Just they ripped every limb off and it spread its limbs across the floor. They're like a trail of tears of body parts everywhere.
God.
And Lucy was like, look what I did. It's a celebratory. I've got all these limbs everywhere.
Sacrifice.
Pretty much. And Eric's like, what did you do with it? And I was like, well, I flushed it down the toilet. He was like, oh, so you drowned it after it had all of his limbs ripped off? I was like, what'd you want me to do with it?
All right.
Yeah. The story originated as work incentive. In Iceland, processing wool was one of the key activities, and people wanted an incentive for workers to finish processing the autumn wool before Christmas. The ones who took part in the work would be rewarded with new clothes, but those who did not would get nothing and thus be preyed upon by the monstrous cat. In other interpretations, the Yule Cat doesn't eat the people, only their food and their presents, which still sounds like a nasty creature.
Yeah, he'll like come and eat your dinner if you don't have new clothes. He's like, this is mine now.
As the times changed, the story also changed. Another way to make sure the Yule Cat doesn't get to you is to be generous. You don't necessarily have to wear new clothes yourself. If you gifted new clothes to the less fortunate, the Yule Cat will leave you alone. It's still traditional in Iceland to give children a little something new to wear before Christmas so that the Yule Cat doesn't get you. Although, most people don't really believe in its literal existence, but it's better to be safe than sorry.
That's why you get new Christmas pajamas.
Actually, now that you this whole time I've been reading this, and you know, sorry for like mentally drifting sometimes there, but I was kind of thinking the connections that are still there today. Mm-hmm. Like, as I'm going, I'm like, oh my god, like you said, the Christmas bonus, like
you gotta wear your best.
The less fortunate, Christmas. What is the Yule Cat work for the Salvation Army?
The angel tree,
yes.
White elephant Christmas.
Oh gosh.
But yeah, you gotta wear your best on Christmas or else the Yule Cat's gonna get you guys. So that being said, I hope all of you all have brand new clothes this Christmas. Or at least open them on Christmas Eve for fuck's sake. You don't want a cat the size of your house to come and fuck you up and take your dinner, do you?
Or your children.
Some people might be okay with that.
They're sitting here going, no, you don't have to trade.
For the love of God, please take these little bastards.
I need a break.
All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. I hope it was a perfect time for this.
Nice.
Thank you. Anyway, Christian, if you would like to do the voodoo that you do and drop the socials.
I just want to appreciate you, Megan. Thank you so much for coming on and letting us just like throw you in front of a mic and say, here, just read and it's okay. But you did a great job and I just want you to know that.
You did do a good job.
Yes. This was fun. Sorry for the tangents.
No, you at least read slow. I am reading you read at normal pace.
Christians trust to speed read it.
I'm reading.
No, I'm speed reading it because I'm trying to get through it and I'm reading ahead and then I get dyslexic. So. Me but too. I just wanted to thank you. You did such a good job tell you that. That being said, make sure you guys are following us on Facebook, Instagram, and make sure you guys are downloading and liking the show and leaving us comments. We do appreciate those. We read them. If you guys have suggestions for next year, we do have spots open. And we do love interacting with you guys.
DM us on Instagram if you have any requests for next year. I have about 15 spots left for episodes, so
that's 15 too many. We need some love. Send some love our way. So, but yeah, that's it. Stay creepy.
Stay spooky, and happy holidays, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.